One of President Bush's closest advisors is leaving the White House. Karen Hughes made the surprise announcement this morning. Hughes has been with the president since he first ran for governor of Texas. She is a former television reporter who first became widely known to the American public in speaking for the Bush presidential campaign. Here she is during the Florida recount.
The votes in Florida have now been counted, and Governor Bush won. They've been recounted, and Governor Bush won. Several selective counties in Florida, controlled by Democrats, have said they may continue a manual count. Yet if they go forward, these Democratic counties are no longer recounting. They are reinventing, attempting to reinterpret the results of the election and the intentions of voters by subjective, not objective, means.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is Karen Hughes leaving?
She says family. She surprised us with the announcement this morning. She said she's been thinking about this for a while, and she began to talk about her Texas roots and that she wants her son, who lives with her and her husband here, who's a freshman in high school, how she wants his roots to be Texas as well. She said it's been a huge, huge adjustment for her and her family here. She does work long hours in her job as counselor to the president. One can imagine that it's a very, very different life from what they had in Texas. She did talk this morning about going back to Austin just a few weeks ago when British Prime Minister Tony Blair was visiting with the president at the Bush Ranch in Texas, and how she saw friends, and she went and watched her friends' kids play soccer, and she said, frankly, that she and her family are a bit homesick. She also has a grown daughter and a granddaughter back in Texas. So that's what she laid out this morning.
Well, so much for the thrill and excitement of government life in Washington.
Exactly. Well,
well, there have been dramatic changes in the administration since September 11th. And I wonder if that didn't play a role.
It's certainly possible. She remains very, very close to the president. She has a hand in all of his speeches. It's said she can finish his sentences. On the campaign trail, did on occasion. But she's also a person whose experience is on the domestic side. And the key players in the Bush inner circle now are dealing with more war and security issues, obviously. And the president is getting advice also from Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and from Secretary of State Powell and from his National Security Advisor Condi Rice. So it's possible that she doesn't have quite the influence in those areas. But again, she stresses that it is family that's really the real force behind this.
This the beginning of the waning Texas influence?
There are still Texans in there, but this is a key Texan to lose. Karl Rove is still around. He's the president's senior political advisor. But it's something that happens over time in any presidency. Aides from the home state start to leave and are often replaced. I should add, though, that with this White House, it's taken perhaps a bit longer than usual to have big, high-profile departures. And it may be because of the events of September 11th. There was a crisis and people stuck around. But this is indeed a major departure of someone very close to the president.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.